Kelsier burned the 11th medal. Nothing changed. He still stood in that Luthadel square, facing down the Lord Ruler. An audience, both Ska and Noble, watched at the perimeter. Nothing changed, while everything changed. For to Kelsier's eyes, two men now stood before him. One was the immortal emperor who had dominated for 1,000 years, an imposing figure with jet black hair and a chest stuck through with two spears that he didn't even seem to notice. Next to him stood a man with the same features, but a completely different demeanor. A figure cloaked in thick furs, nose and cheeks flush as if cold. His hair was tangled and windswept, his attitude jovial, smiling. It was the same man.
Can I use this?
Black ash fell lightly between them. The Lord Ruler glanced toward the Inquisitor that Kelsier had killed.
Those are very hard to replace.
Everything about the Lord Ruler seemed a direct contrast to the man beside him. A vagabond, a mountain man, wearing his face.
This is what you really are.
But that didn't help. It was only further proof that the 11th metal wasn't what Kelsier had once hoped. The metal was no magical solution for ending the Lord Ruler. He would have to rely instead upon his other plan. And so, Kelsier smiled.
I killed you once.
You tried.
The other plan. The secret plan.
But you can't kill me, Lord Tyrant. I represent that thing you've never been able to kill, no matter how hard you try. I am hope.
The Lord Ruler raised a casual arm. Kelsier braced himself. He could not fight against someone who was immortal. Not alive, at least.
Stand tall. Give them something to remember.
The Lord Ruler backhanded him. Agony hit Kelsier like a stroke of lightning. In that moment, Kelsier flared the 11th metal and caught a glimpse of something new. The Lord Ruler standing in a room. No, a cavern. The Lord Ruler stepped into a glowing pool, and the world shifted around him. Rocks crumbling, the room twisting, everything changing. The vision vanished. Kelsier died. Death had turned out to be far more painful a process than Kelsier had anticipated. Instead of a soft fade to nothingness, he felt an awful tearing sensation, as if he were a cloth caught between the jaws of two vicious hounds. He desperately tried to hold himself together. His will meant nothing. He was rent, ripped, and hurled into a place of endless, shifting mists.